I Am Brave, Part 4. The bell rang and Max's belly growled. It was finally lunch. Max got to the lunchroom and sat down to eat. A tall boy came over to him. Max knew who he was. It was Tom. This was one of the boys Max had watched beat up another boy a few weeks earlier.
Hey, Max. Word has it you can throw a frisbee. We need another person for Ultimate Frisbee later. Want to play?
Max was caught off guard for a second. He usually didn't get asked to play with the more popular guys.
Sure, said Max.
Great. See you after school,
Tom called as he walked away. Max had conflicting feelings as he waited out the rest of the school day. He wasn't sure that he should have said yes. After all, this was the same guy he watched pummel someone. But Max decided he would play to see what these boys were like. The frisbee flew toward Max. He jumped and grabbed it mid-air with one hand.
Nice catch, Max, yelled Tom.
Max whipped it to his teammate, and they scored.
Whew!
Quick drink break, and we'll go again, yelled Tom.
As they sat down, another boy walked across the field.
Well, well, look who it is, pointed Tom, and then yelled, You looking for another beating, boy?
Max looked over and saw the same boy he had watched get beat up a few weeks ago. The boy retorted,
Leave me alone and play your stupid game.
With that, Tom jumped up and ran after him. Tackling him, he began to rain down blows on the small figure. Max jumped up and then froze.
What should I do? He thought. What will Tom do to me if I try to stop him?
Then Max remembered the feelings of embarrassment and guilt he had when he failed to act the last time. The verses Max had read over and over now rushed into his head. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Max knew what he needed to do. He ran towards Tom and tackled him off the boy.
Leave him alone, Tom. You've got no business picking on him.
Tom looked shocked for a minute.
Why do you care about him? What's this got to do with you?
Tom stood and advanced toward Max, but Max stood tall.
I'm not going to stand here and watch you pick on someone who hasn't done anything to deserve it. It's wrong.
Tom grabbed Max and swung at his face. He ducked to avoid the first punch, but took another jab right to the gut. Max dropped with the air knocked out of him.
Stay away from me, Max. You're pathetic.
Tom walked off and left the field. Once Max was able to breathe again, he stood and helped the other boy up. Then he headed for home. Max couldn't wait to tell his dad. Today he felt no shame, no embarrassment, no guilt. Though he felt pain in his stomach, he also felt peace in his heart. His mind filled with the wonderful thought, I am brave. I am brave.